Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
They tell me electric cars are coming. Someday we might all be driving electric cars. Or a lot of the cars on the road might be electric. Let's put it that way. So we're learning a lot about electric car technology as this evolves and more cars hit the roadways. So Michael sent me a story from thedrive.com. And it's interesting because it implies that there might be a situation where you've got to go out and jumpstart your electric car. Now, I understand people want to say, Steve, you understand that jumpstarting a car is simply, you know, boosting the electrical system from another vehicle. And that's not that different than adding electricity to an electric car, which does, in fact, have to have electricity added to it when it's charged. So this isn't really that important of a deal. No, but I think the mental image is kind of funny. I don't know why. I think some people will agree with me in this. Jumpstarting an electric car. But a software bug is keeping early Ford Mustang Mach-E crossovers from starting. And of course, we're talking about the Ford EV, the Mustang Mach-E, which is a four-door vehicle, an absolute affront to all things good and holy in the car world. But faults within the powertrain control module mean the EV can't get enough juice to fire in certain conditions. And Rob Stumpf wrote the article. If you didn't know, electric cars still have a traditional low-voltage wet cell battery in addition to the high-voltage pack that's used to turn the wheels. Apparently, a dead 12-volt battery can also lead to a no-start condition, which is what they'll write on your repair order if you bring it in and your car's dead. No start. A no-start condition in the new 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E, just as it would in the gasoline-powered coupe it was named after. A two-door car. Posters on the unofficial Mach-E forum began experiencing problems during the cold weather that followed the launch of the Mustang Mach-E. And cold weather is the bane of batteries, both high and low voltage. The Verge caught wind of the problem and spoke with one owner who confirmed the issue and gave a bit of insight on exactly why this could be happening. Investigation showed that the underlying problem is related to how the Mach-E charges the low voltage battery. As the battery voltage decreases, the power is sapped ever so slightly from the high voltage pack, since the Mach-E doesn't have an alternator like an internal combustion car. However, when the Mach-E is plugged in for a normal top-off, the low-voltage battery is no longer supplied the trickle charge it needs. So to make matters worse, Ford recommends keeping the Mach-E plugged in while not in use during cold weather to ensure the battery is conditioned for maximum range. But because the vehicle is plugged in, the low-voltage battery ceases its charging and eventually is depleted as all the connected services and other small items draw power. This introduces the no-start condition and informs the owner via the connected Ford Pass app that the car has entered deep sleep. Deep sleep. And you can't wake it up. Now, here's the problem. Ford Pass app is another issue altogether. I've mentioned before that I bought a Ford Explorer a little over a year ago. And I installed the Ford Pass app on my phone. And it was pretty cool at first. It would tell me things like I could look at it and go, how much gas is in my truck right now? How much air is in the tires right now? Where is it parked right now? And I could actually look at my phone and figure this stuff out. And then one day, one of my tires went low on air. So I've got an air compressor. I filled it back up again. And I look at the app and it says, your tire's still low on air. So I go and check inside the truck and the truck says, no, your tires are fine. And the light had shown that it was low and now it says it's fine. No matter what I did, I couldn't get the thing to turn off on my app. But every time I turn my phone on, there'd be a warning from the Ford Pass saying there's a problem with your truck. And I look and it goes, one of your tires is low. No, it's not. And to make that warning go away, I just deleted the app. So they got some work to do. But a technical service bulletin filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which is NHTSA, indicates the problem is related to parameters in the powertrain control module. This is only relevant for Mach-E Mustangs built before February 3rd of this year, though according to Ford's first quarter sales data, that number might be kind of high. The issue currently requires a dealer visit in order to fix, though Ford confirmed the problem will be fixed via an over-the-air update later this year. So you got one of these vehicles now, you can take it to the dealership where they can do it, or later on they'll push the fix to your car over the air, but they're not doing that just yet. So if you're in a cold climate, you might want to look into that. Ford said in a statement, we are aware that a small number of Mustang Mach-E owners have had their 12-volt battery reach a low-voltage condition. We proactively worked with early owners experiencing this to identify the root cause and a fix. In the rare instances where this still occurs, customers can now contact their local EV certified Ford dealer to have the matter resolved. And you'll notice they say their local EV certified Ford dealer, implying there might be Ford dealers who are not EV certified. And of course, that's another thing they're going to have to work on because, you know, in the old days, you're driving anywhere in your Ford product. And you see a Ford dealer, you go, oh, I can go in there and get repairs done. So as a temporary workaround, owners can jump their Mach-E just as if it had a standard gasoline engine. However, be forewarned that a dead battery means a frunk that has to be opened by jumping a pair of leads hidden behind a panel in the front bumper. So there will be some work involved, but yes, you can jump your Mach-E if the battery is dead to the point where it won't start on its own. And I'm not suggesting that is a bad thing, that there's electric things in the car that don't work when it has no power. Because one of the things I often point out to people when I'm giving them a ride in my Viper, I've got a Dodge Viper 1999, is that in my Viper, the doors are electric. They're actually, you know, the switches are electric. And so when you open the door, you'll actually see a little hand lever that says for emergency use. And so theoretically, if you're in that car and you lost electric power, say for instance, if you're in a bad accident, the doors might not open, even though you can reach the levers down here. You have to reach up here and use the emergency thing to open that. And, you know, so I'm familiar with some of these oddities. So if you want to jump your car, you can do it, but you may have to open the frunk by jumping something else, which is behind a panel in the front bumper. Now, I've seen these cars and they look very cool. To me, I still have a problem with the fact they called it a Mustang. I'm old school. I was quite young when the Mustang first came out, but I'm, you know, familiar with the Mustang through its glory days, and then it's Mustang 2 days. And then later on, they revived it, and the Mustang's actually, you know, they had a very, very good record, I think, as far as styling goes over the years and performance. It's a beautiful car, and I'm not even that much of a Ford guy when it comes to cars. I have to qualify that because I own 2 Ford Explorers. And I've never owned a Mustang, but the Mustang Mach-E is a cool car. It's just, I'm calling it a Mustang. Someone recently reached out to me and said, Steve, I can get you access to a Mustang Mach-E that you can take out and drive around a little bit if you'd like. So I'm going to do that because I've gotten so much criticism from people who say, Steve, wait, you've never driven a Mustang Mach-E and you've never driven a Tesla? I have not. No, I have not. I've seen many of them, but I haven't driven one. But, you know, I haven't gone out looking for that experience. But I will now. Someone offered it to me, so I'll do it. And, you know, I'll talk about it somewhere down the road. But from what I've from what I've gathered and from what I understand, it looks like, you know, electric cars have some very, very cool features. Very, very cool features. And, you know, I understand people talk about the acceleration and so on, and I completely understand that also. Completely understand that. Probably for me, going to wait a little bit longer because I simply take too many long trips, you know, to where I'm talking about places to like Copper Harbor, Michigan, and I'm not sure how easy it is to find electricity along the roadside up there. So, personal thing to me, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from buying one themselves. Knock yourself out, but be aware of the fact that if right now you have a Mustang Mach-E, you might want to find out when it was built, and if it was built before February 3rd of this year, it might have a problem with a weird drain on the batteries that could cause it to be dead, and you may have to jump it to get it going again. And so check to see if it's built and if before February 3rd. And then, of course, it depends on the climate you're in. If you're in the South, it might not matter at all. If you're in North Dakota, it might matter. It might. Alaska, all bets are off. So there you go. TheDrive.com published it. Michael sent it. Rob Stumpf wrote it. A software bug is keeping early Ford Mustang Mach-E crossovers from starting, meaning you may have to jump it to get it going. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Happiness, the thing we want most in life, is often achieved by giving it away.